Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Finer than frog's hair.
Then that's pretty dang fine.
It sure is. First of all, I gotta say, the replicas are awesome.
Absolutely. I agree.
Absolutely fantastic. I have questions about the Enterprise build.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Okay. Let me get my hands on the information about it. So
okay.
Tell me what your questions are.
Okay, first of all, it says, you know, you get how many kits are there involved in getting this product?
All right. Well, let me make sure.
Because if you join, it says somewhere if you join as a total of 120 kits, surely that
okay.
can't be from just.
Yeah.
Just for the Enterprise. So
yes,
you join
sir.
The club and you keep on getting them until you get all 120 kits.
Yes, sir.
120 kits, and they are the first one's $495.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they're what? $1,290.
Let's double check that.
Per kit.
Yes, and your shipping is in addition to that $1,290.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's about $15 a kit, roughly.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot of kits.
Oh, yes, sir. Now we do have buildups that have more. Now the
really?
We do the DeLorean, the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Yeah.
We have extensions to that takes it up to 158 issues. Mm-hmm.
Talking a lot of money there.
It is a collectible. They are collectibles,
yeah.
And they are exclusively yours.
Yeah, I know. Now, I'm hooked on this. Let me ask you another question, too.
Certainly.
Let's say I go ahead and start, you know, enroll, and I start getting kits. Can I pause the kits and then restart, or once I start, I got to keep on going?
Oh, no, sir. You can pause it. And right now we only have like I think because of the pandemic, we've extended it. I think we can pause it for up to 4 months. And then at the end of the 4 months, if you need to extend the pause, just call us and we can do that.
So I can go for a couple of months, pause, go for a couple of months, pause.
Yes,
sir. How many pauses am I allowed?
There's not a limit.
So
we just want we want you to be comfortable with your build. And if there's something coming up, say your daughter's getting married and you've got a wedding to pay for, and there's going to be a couple of months that you need to put all your extra funds to the wedding, call us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll suspend it. And then if that 4 months isn't enough time, we'll extend it for another 4 months. And then your grandchild's on its way, and you need us to extend it some more.
Right.
So we'll extend it some more. And you know, if you don't really have to have a reason for needing it extended, there's just something come up, you need it extended, and oh, well, this isn't a good time, I need to extend it further. Okay?
Yeah.
We just want your build to be wonderful for you, and your experience to be wonderful for you.
Yeah. Well, I know it's... Well, even I buy the XLs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're absolutely just magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the reviews, and I have to giggle because, you know, some Star Trek fans are very picky. Very, very. And, you know, they talk about the windows aren't exactly right or...
I understand what you're saying. We get that too. They are purist, but we do have to remind them that these are hand painted ships, and that they're, you know, variations is to be expected.
Yeah, absolutely. And besides, they're of such a size when they're displayed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to notice them. I've got 9 so far.
Oh, wow.
And I'm working on collecting all the Enterprises. And what surprised me was I didn't realize there was a Captain Pike Enterprise.
I think I've heard that. It's the
1701 no letter. And then there's a 1701A.
Okay.
Which is Kirk's.
Now we do, we have a customer that has he likes the Enterprise so much. He has researched all the way back the very first Enterprise, which truly was back in the 1700s. There was actually a tall ship with a big sails and all called the Enterprise. The Enterprise has, and he has traced how the Enterprise has gone throughout history and beyond.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of that. And the first aircraft carrier, the first nuclear aircraft carrier, United States, was the Enterprise.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a U.S. sail tall ship that was in the Navy, was the Enterprise.
Yeah.
The first shuttle was the Enterprise.
Oh, my.
Gene Roddenberry was an amazing
visionary. He was a visionary. He saw things. He saw many things in our future that he brought to life back in the 60s that our space, I don't know how to call them, our NASA is actually, from what I've heard from this other customer who is all into this NASA stuff, he says that NASA and Gene Roddenberry work together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I read the magazines and look at how they put these ships together and the time and effort and attention to detail and accuracy on the ships they built for the TV show, some of them were like 5 feet long. But I'm hooked. So what I get is, it would be how much a month?
I think we figured it would be, well, my little handy dandy calculator. They are $12.90 plus your $2.35. Excuse me, that's $2.45. And then you multiply that by 120. Well, you're, I mean, you're each of your ships, I'm sorry, each of your shipments.
Is 12, yeah, so it's what?
So each shipment will be about $61.40.
$51.40, because you get two.
That's for four kits.
You get four kits.
Mm-hmm.
$51 for four kits.
Mm-hmm. No, $61 for four kits.
Correct.
And that is one awesome build right there.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. You don't have to sell me there and say, wow, it's the first time.
Well, look at it. If you're looking at it on the page, it shows.
Yeah.
I don't know I've never seen this on the other ones, but it opens up the diagram on the assembly and all of that for it. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and my brothers would have said, girl, simple minds are simply amused.
Man.
Because I see stuff like this, and it really makes me, it makes me excited because it's gorgeous and it's cool. But I was the baby sister, so I was ruthlessly and mercilessly tortured.
You were the only girl?
No, I've got three older sisters, but I was the baby girl.
I was the baby too, so.
Yeah, so, I've got three older sisters and four older brothers and a younger brother.
Okay, so let's get back to this here.
Yeah, let's do this.
I think I did the math. I think the total price is $1,500.
Okay, so.
It's broken down into chunks of $61 a month.
Yes, sir, to make it easier on the wallet.
Well, yeah.
All right, so.
Now, if I do this, can get a paper bill, or can I just have it automatically taken out?
It comes out of your debit off of your credit card or your debit card, straight out of your account.
Okay. Man, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. So what do I do? Okay, I'm on the site. I guess I'll just.
You'll do the pre-order today and just click on that.
Yep.
And then that'll walk you through the rest of it.
Okay. That's all I need to do.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, you sound so relaxed and like you're into it. But I have to tell you, some of the ships, they're not perfect. I had a couple nacelles fall off a Klingon battlecruiser. And I fixed it with no problem.
Oh, you should have called us and let us reship it for you.
The part wasn't broken. One of the nacelles just fell off.
Okay.
And
it
just snapped back on. It was like you're building a model. Now, if the part would have been snapped, or broken where I couldn't repair it, I would have made a call. So if I, that does happen, I call you and tell you it came damaged.
Yes, sir, and we will be glad to replace it for you.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and do this.
That is so cool. I know you're going to love it. All right.
I know you're going to do it.
All right. Well, you jump in there and you do that, and I look forward to speaking to you again. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great afternoon.
All right. Well, thanks for helping me.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.